a loud, warm welcome for Mr. Dan Deacon.
Hello, everyone in this office. How are you? Great. I feel the same way. Okay, so normally this is like, if we can all just close our eyes for a minute. I know I'm eating into this. I told you I was going to do this. I'm sorry. So I'll just close our eyes and imagine that we're feeling, you know, our body, our memories, and our consciousness are three separate things, and we're feeling them all equally. And our body and our memories are going to stay linked as one, but our consciousness is going to drift off into the ether. And when we open our eyes, we're going to have a new consciousness, but attached to our old memories, and we're going to be Martin Lawrence's character from the movie Bad Boys 2. So just, our eyes are closed. Feel from your feet, slowly rising up, your consciousness leave your body, and as it leaves, enters the new Martin Lawrence consciousness from Bad Boys 2, post-Bad Boys 2. Your dog has ruined your swimming pool twice. If you could just take your left hand and massage your left earlobe, and just at your own pace and at your own rate, take a big, deep breath in, and when you let it out, just go, woosa. And when you open your eyes, you will be Martin Lawrence, this character from Bad Boys 2, but with your memories. So open your eyes at your own pace. Hi, I'm Martin Lawrence. I should really learn the character's name if I do this mantra again. Anyway, so yeah, I'm just going to stop feeling uncomfortable and just start this. This song's called Feel the Lightning. Thanks for coming.
you're a liar. You wait your whole life waiting for this moment to begin, but now it's over. But you are not tired.
Nerve-wracking for a number of reasons we won't list now, but these pianos are very temperamental, and I'm very, very glad that that wasn't like, okay, so we're just going to file down the solenoid, just give us like 25 minutes, we're just going to get out the sandpaper. But in the meantime, if we could form a giant circle in the center of this area over here for a dance contest, that would be great. So if you find yourself in the middle of a clearing, can we get whoever's birthday it may be to the center of the circle? And this is my friend Jen from Baltimore, who also happens to work in this building. And while we're at it, we might as well get Justin out there too, since I'm gonna embarrass my two friends here. Can we get Justin Lopez? What's up? Okay. So let's imagine it's like 11:30, whatever we do to like make our mind different at night, be that like drinking or not drinking or any sort of like other sort of reaction you do. Because some people, you know, like they make their minds different when it becomes nighttime. But let's imagine it's nighttime and it's dark and we don't have to go back to work, or maybe we're on lunch, or maybe we don't work here and we just found out how to print those passes that nobody looks at anyway. So we're going to have a dance contest. Real simple rules. Rule number one. As sassy as possible. Like, imagine, like, you're the Riddler and you're throwing a picnic and the Joker's coming, you caught Garfield the cat and you're gonna skin him and eat him. Yum, yum, yum. Real, real sassy. Rule number two, when the current dancers are done dancing, you're gonna pick the next contestant, so on and so on and so on. So in about 5 to 10 standard seconds, and I know that no one perceives anything in reality the same way, but I think we're all pretty much on the same page about 5 seconds being real short, and no one's gonna feel a long... No one's going to feel a longer 5 seconds than any of you two, except for me, who just, that's going to be like burned in my mind for the rest of my life. You're going to pick someone new. Rule number three, no cowards. If you don't want to pick, if you don't want to do that, that's fine. There's like desk loads of work to be done. Rule number four, this side of the room, which has way less people, like imagine you're the T-Rex in Jurassic Park and like the Jurassic Park banners fall behind you. You got that raptor in your mouth. You're just like bad as hell. Life rules. This side of the room, dance like anything is good about Avatar. All right, is everybody ready? All right, awesome. This is great. This song's called Learning to Relax. No, it's not. No, it's not. This song is called Sheathe the Wings. I'm sorry.
You want to intro again?
I'm going to be drenched in sweat by the end of this. I'm positive.
Yeah.
very much. Please round of applause to everybody on this side of the room. Okay. I bet many of you are happy you arrived early or entered on that side. My apologies to those of you that... anyway, I don't know. I'm apologizing. Anyway, okay. Thank you. Oh, and happy birthday, Jen. All right, I think we've got time for one more. Then, like, another band's going to play. That's actually true. That joke became reality. Okay. This is a good middle point. Can we split the room down the middle with half us over here and half us over there? And if you're, like, near that pillar, if we can get, like, a couple of meters away from that pillar. We're switching to meters, by the way. We really should. It's insane. Okay, and can I get you with your arms crossed with the glasses? Can I get you to the center? Awesome. Thank you. And can I get you with your arms crossed as well over there? Is that cool? If either of you don't want to do this, can you pick somebody else to replace you? Or if you're down to do it, we should be good.
What are we doing?
We're going to have a good question. We're going to have a group interpretive dance while this side of the room is going to dance exactly like you and this side of the room is going to dance exactly like you. So I'm going to refer to the people in the center as the captains and the sides as the teams. So captains, can you face your side? Teams, can we get our captains psyched up? I love, this is my favorite moment, is the inner captain conference where I'll never know what you ever said. And it's just, I love thinking about, like, it could be like, just like in rehearsal. Or... Anyway, so if all of us, captains included, can take one knee down to the ground, one knee down to the ground. This is the actual only time the floor has ever been cleaned when we did this. Okay, so I like this. It's also never been quiet enough where I could hear you go, all right. All right, so that's going to be a hive mind mentality. Think about the captains as the brains and the teams as the bodies and the bones and the muscles. So, captains, a couple of suggestions. Always maintain eye contact with your team or else you have no idea if the dance moves you're doing totally suck or not. So try to do movements that look really good when large groups of crowds do them simultaneously. Think of like your best like photograph blog moment move. You know what I mean? Because we're trying to get like these key screen caps. Do you know what I mean? Animated GIFs, great, that's good. I like the way you're going. At some point, a wave of narcissism or anxiety or both is going to wash over you. At that moment, pick somebody new to replace you. Teammates, if at any point you feel like you could do a better job than the person in the leadership position, and this is true for all aspects of life, replace them with yourself. So, captains, we couldn't put our arms out to our sides.
Sort of like this.
And now, while looking at your teammates, exactly as your captains do, let's move our arms and touch them above our heads at the exact same rate as our captains. Captains, move your arms freely. And now, move your arms in any way you feel. There we go. Feel your new brain sit in. Let's see if this works. This song's called Learning to Relax, and I have much to learn. It's all you now. Thank you so much. Cool. Thanks again for coming. If anyone knows where the shower is, I'd greatly appreciate it. All right, everyone have a nice day. Thanks so much.
Another heart healthy day here at NPR. I saw you.